Hi, I'm David Astell from Evenings. Here's a chat that I had with Paul Giannone, a co-author of a new work called Half the Perfect World, looking at Idra, the Greek island, in 1955 through to 1964, a bohemian colony that included the likes of Sharman Clift, the Australian writer, George Johnson as well, another illustrious writer from Australia, and a certain Canadian poet. At least that's what he was in 1960 when he arrived. He went by the name of Leonard Cohen. He was known as a poet. He'd been commissioned to write a novel, and he turned up on Idra with a guitar. And I was wondering, how well known was he as a singer-songwriter?
Oh, his reputation as a singer-songwriter was non-existent. Mm. He didn't have one. He had played in a couple of country music bands back in Canada as a teenager, where he soon learned his basic guitar skills and a bit of singing. But he hadn't had a career as a songwriter by then. He certainly hadn't been recorded at all. So when he was on Idra with his guitar, there are many pictures of him with the guitar, but he's simply just entertaining with a few folk standards, apparently, that were made up his repertoire at the time.
As any self-respecting backpacker these days would do, whether it's on a particular bus tour across Europe, carry your guitar, get yourself around the fire, make friends. And he did make friends. He caught the eye of a young Norwegian divorcee called Marianne. Tell us about Marianne's story.
Well, Marianne wasn't a divorcee when they met. She had married a couple of years previously to a very well-known Norwegian novelist, Axel Jensen, who was, of all the people on Idra at the time, probably had the most substantial international reputation. He was kind of the angry young man of Norway at that time. But their relationship was always very tempestuous. And Marianne had a son who was born in January 1960 in Norway. And when she returned to Idra with her new son, Axel Jensen, her then husband, basically said to her that the relationship, the marriage was over because he was leaving. He'd fallen in love with an American artist called Patricia Amlin, and they were leaving the island, which they did immediately. So she was suddenly bereft with a baby only of a couple of months old, and Leonard Cohen had just, in effect, turned up on the island at the same time. And they very soon after that developed a relationship, which would then to become Cohen's principal relationship throughout the 1960s.
Paul, I'm interested to know a little bit more about Marianne herself as a person, as a personality, because she was, by all reports, the muse of Axel Jensen, who was a highly decorated and recognised novelist from Norway, and ended up being the muse of Leonard Cohen. What was it about Marianne's qualities that had that really powerful and mesmeric effect?
Yeah, a very good question. Certainly some of it's due to her great beauty. I mean, she was a spectacular Scandinavian beauty, very blonde and beautiful blue eyes, and so she was always very attractive to men, but she was also very supportive. She seems to have had quite an insecure self-confidence, but she maintained her identity by being supportive of the men she was with. And although her relationship with Cohen was always a difficult one, he was having relationships with a lot of other women during the time they were together. He was experimenting with drugs a lot. He was often depressive at that stage of his life. So to be productive as a writer, he really depended on her to make a home for him and to keep him in the comfort that he needed and in the state that he needed to make it possible for him to write. So although the term or the word muse is often overused and perhaps misused in many cases, it probably has some appropriateness in explaining her relationship with Cohen.
Did she have artistic aspirations of her own?
She did, but they were never fulfilled in any way. She, till the end of her life, and she and Cohen famously died only a couple of months apart in 2016, she took great pride in the fact that she was able to support him in what he achieved during that period of his life. That, and this, of course, was the period in which he began to achieve a profile as a singer-songwriter. And she always recalled with great affection some of the songs that she felt that she had inspired him to write. And, of course, one of the most famous of those is his famous waltz from 1967, I think it is, So Long, Marianne, which is a song directly about their relationship.